What's on Your Radio by The Living End. That is actually a great song for podcasts. That's going to be the new podcast anthem. So Living End, if you've never heard of them, they're a great Australian punk band. They've got a new album out, so that's pretty exciting. One of my favourites. And the new CD is called State of Emergency. I had a great weekend. Yesterday I went snowboarding. It was a little cold in the morning, but it was just by afternoon, by lunchtime, it was just great conditions. Beautiful blue skies. Went with my little brother, so he's actually a great snowboarder. He's your typical 7-year-old snowboarder. He just flies down the hill and he goes for speed rather than style. But he got a lesson yesterday, and so after the lesson, he and I were actually going down a few green runs. So he's a pretty good snowboarder for his age. But today as usual, I was pretty beat. And I had really sore shoulders, like my upper arms were really sore, which is weird. I've had that happen to me the last couple of times I've been snowboarding. My arms are really sore afterwards. I don't quite understand why that is, but... So that was yesterday, and Saturday night, actually played poker with some mates. We were playing for money, but just, 25-cent bet. So actually, I walked away with $7, so not bad. I'm not a bad poker player, but I don't really know what I'm doing. Like, I seem to get lucky hands. I think I got a couple or four of a kind, which is pretty fluky. Yeah, so that was pretty fun, playing poker. Actually smoked a cigar, which is, that's become a habit. When we play poker, we usually, we'll have a cigar as well. I don't know why it is that poker and cigars go so well together, but, like, I would never touch a cigarette, but once the cigars come out, I'll have one. I don't think one cigar a week is going to hurt anybody. But, yes, also on Saturday, didn't do much else. Went and did some shopping. Went to the big mall in Mississauga and got some supplies. Had to get some clothes for, when my trip home, my trip back to Australia in March. Just the essentials. And, I had to get some new earbuds for my iPod. Because the white earbuds I have, they fell apart. So, I sent them back to Apple to get a new pair, but I also decided to get a new pair as well, just as a spare. And, so I saw these, Philips earbuds. I prefer the earbuds, I don't really like the big headphones. I do have a pair of those as well, but I don't really like them. They seem to squeeze my ears or something. I have a pretty big head, I guess. So I got these Philips earbuds, and they're actually the kind that you actually have to jam into your eardrum, into your inner ear, which takes a while to get used to. I haven't quite got used to them yet. I don't know if I like them. I don't know, maybe I'll get used to them. The sound is definitely better. And I do like how it cancels out the noise surrounding you, but it still feels kind of weird to have something right inside your ear like that. But I think I'll give them a go for a week before I decide whether I like them or not. Because they were $40, so hopefully I'll get used to them. And yeah, so it was the bloke's weekend with my mum and my sisters away. So Sunday morning, my stepdad and my brother and I, we went out for a big breakfast at one of the local diners here. Got the big, the super breakfast special, which was, like, everything. Eggs and bacon and waffles and pancakes and, well, I don't really eat egg, but, yeah, you know, the huge big breakfast, so, took us 2 hours to eat breakfast. So that was pretty awesome, actually. I think I prefer going out for breakfast rather than dinner. And so my mum gets home tomorrow, so that'll be the end, the girls are back tomorrow. So I'm going to play a comedy clip now, and so Ricky Gervais, and I think this is pretty funny, so here is the clip.
You see, it's a tricky one. All I'm saying is, right, there was at the pub quiz, I go to the toilet, not thinking about anything, I try to go, right, there's a little gay fella next to me.
I love this little gay fella.
Now, the weird thing is, there's nothing stopping him having a little glance. Right, because he's allowed in the fella's toilet.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not allowed to go into the woman's toilet and have a little... have a little look round.
Right.
So all I'm saying is, should they have another toilet area?
What, for gay people?
Yeah.
And so this would be gay men and lesbians? Is that going to complicate things?
Well, I mean, I can only assume. I mean, to what point? That's your question, right? If you're intimidated, that's, I mean, that's a shame. But you know, most gay men aren't looking at your knob. You know that.
What do you mean?
I can only say that 99.9% of gay men who use a urinal standing next to what they assume is a heterosexual man aren't looking at his knob.
What are they doing then?
They're emptying their bladder.
Mm. No, but the thing is,
I can't talk. You're saying, Carl.
You're saying, like, you know, about would you have one toilet for lesbian women and gay fellas, right?
Well, does that mean? Would it be mixed? Would it just be? Well, would it have a man on one? That's heterosexual man. A little picture of a woman on the other, and then what? What would the little icon be?
A man and a woman.
A man and a woman.
Just having a chat?
Yeah. In pink and dark.
But you couldn't mix them, because then what would happen is, you'd get people who are going, oh, I'll play up to this a bit.
What, yeah. Pretend to be gay?
And, yeah, you know, sort of grow a moustache and shave their head.
And pretend to be a lesbian.
Right. Yeah. I see, so you know, people pretending to be gay so they could go in and have a look at the lesbians?
Yeah.
Right. So that would mean that we need four cubicles now, wouldn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, no, this is fine. Four cubicles is fine.
So every pub
how
now...
How many toilets do we need at
every
the
pub's
moment?
Now got four toilets.
Oh, Carl, bisexuals.
Yeah, no, interesting.
Bisexuals, how many toilets do we need now? Call the council.
Do you use any?
Huh?
No.
No, because no. They're interested in everything, aren't they?
Because the little bisexual fellow will be looking at your knob.
Right. With them, yeah. What you do, you just have a door, you open it, and there's one urinal there, so you can't get a queue. They have to sort of wait.
I just thought, well, why can't there just be a thing between the urinals? So anyone, no one can look at anyone else's knob.
Wait a minute. Just to go back to Ricky's point, what stops, even if we've got the toilet for gay men, what stops the gay men who want to have a look at your willy going in the regular toilet and pretending that they're straight?
Most men don't.
Who is going to police
don't
this?
Wear gay across their
no,
head.
Exactly.
They don't have a tattoo. There's no branding yet in the British Houseware. They have to declare.
So we're going to have to expand this. What, so we've all got to carry identity cards.
Do you know you can see a gay? Can you coming a mile off? No,
I'll just hold it in next time.
No. Can you tell gay men? Do you know a gay man?
I'd say probably. If you did if you lined some people up and said, point them out, I reckon I'd get...
But hold on, we're not talking about people dressed in leather with the arse cut out and an handlebar moustache.
Yeah.
We're talking about, you know, the everyday, non-seen...
No, of course.
Well, yeah, but I mean, suppose I put you in a room and there was 10 naked men, right?
Yeah.
And there's 5 gay men and 5 hetero. Could you walk along that line looking at those gay...
Am I naked?
No, you don't have to be naked. Why would you have to be naked?
To catch him out.
Play a record!
How would you catch them out?
Don't go into it. Play a record.
Okay, that was funny. I didn't realise English people said urinal. It's urinal, isn't it? Okay, so the Olympics are on at the moment, which is pretty cool. I've been trying to watch a bit of it, but seems like every time I turn it on, it's an event that I'm not really interested in. I mean, curling's alright, I guess, but you know that speed skating where they're like running on the ice? Like, that doesn't really interest me. I have to check the schedule, I think, figure out when the good events are. The half pipe was on the weekend, and Sean White got the gold. Good for him, I say. A lot of people don't like Sean White, but I'm not a Sean White hater. I say good for him. But I didn't watch it because it was on quite early in the morning. But so I was watching the Olympics last night, and they'd put Sean White on, and I think, oh great, they're gonna show it now at the event, the highlights or something. But it was just like the behind the scenes story of the Sean White story, and it was like kind of like what you know, like one of those MTV style documentaries about the story behind the man kind of thing. And it, I mean, fair enough, you can have a special like that, like after the Olympics are on, but while the Olympics are on, just show the sports, show the actual events, please. And I'm hoping to see the luge too. That's always fascinated me, the luge. So I believe Canada's got a gold medal so far, and Australia has no medals at the moment. Hang on, I'll just double check that. Let me see. Yes, Australia has zero medals. Oh, and Canada has a gold and a bronze. Not sure what they got the bronze for. Cool. USA has two gold. So, NAF stuff, time for NAF stuff. Okay, Juicy Fruit. I'm going to say Juicy Fruit is NAF because I've got a new flavour out, which I tried today. It's green. It's not bad. One thing I'll say about Juicy Fruit, I find that a bit patronising that they call their flavours green and red and blue. Like, they think that if they gave them actual... Like, they're not, that's not flavours. That's colours. I think they think if they gave them actual colours that that would confuse us, so they just call them colours instead. But I do like Juicy Fruit, so Juicy Fruit is NAF. I have a NAF musician, which is Jack Johnson. He's got a new CD out, which is the soundtrack for Curious George, and it sounds... You'd probably think that it's cheesy, but I've actually been really enjoying it. And I wasn't even really a huge Jack Johnson fan before, but this CD I really like. Oh yeah, I have a NAF TV show. Okay, I feel very guilty about this, but Desperate Housewives, that's a show that I love. I think it was better last year. This year it's been a bit weird, but Desperate Housewives, I usually try to catch it. Jack from the Sleek Geek podcast, he said he likes it, so I'm going to come out and say that I like Desperate Housewives too. And tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I actually have a date going to the movies. It's a double date, so I'm going to see Final Destination 3, which is a classic Valentine's Day movie, I guess. So probably won't be back tomorrow, but I guess on Wednesday I'll be back with a recap of Valentine's Day. So now I'm going to play a song for my favourite teacher, Miss A. So thanks for listening, and my email is shortpoppysyndrome@gmail.com. Okay, cheers.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.